Small businesses come in many shapes and sizes, but the one thing they all have in common? The need to grow. With free guidance, knowledge, tools, and training, Vodafone VHub is here to help you and your business. Chat with a Vodafone VHub business advisor for free and get invaluable insight into how you could grow your business online. Search Vodafone VHub.
Hey, Martha. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, podcast about
it's
all that
me,
crap on Bravo.
Jazzy.
That we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. That's Ronnie Karam over there. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi. Back Hi. On the vineyard.
Back on the vineyard. It's time for the Summer House Martha's Vineyard premiere, guys.
Sure is.
So it's back. So glad it got a second season. Before we dive into it, just our usual announcements, which is a reminder, in case you have not been paying attention, that we are doing Netflix as a Joke, May 3rd at the Kookaburra Lounge in Hollywood, California. Come join us for a lovely, intimate show. It's going to be so fun. And then, of course, we have our shows in London and Dublin and Birmingham. And that's, of course, Birmingham, UK, not Birmingham, Alabama. Sorry, Alabama. So go join us. Go to WatchWhatCrappens.com to get tickets for those shows. And while you're at WatchWhatCrappens.com, you can also find the links for our Patreon, patreon.com/WatchWhatCrappens. Get access to our weekly bonus episode. The plan is to recap The Valley on this week's bonus episode. But, you know, things can always change. Who knows? But that's the plan. So be sure to check that out. Last week, we talked about Top Chef, the Top Chef premiere, and all that stuff. So the bonus episode has all sorts of good stuff. And, of course, there's Crappens On Demand, where you can actually watch us. I am broadcasting from beautiful New York City right now. There's the faint image of a skyscraper behind me. And Ronnie is there with Bueller. Bueller's taking a nap right behind him, which is probably more visually exciting than a skyscraper, I would say. Definitely.
I don't know, he got pretty tired from licking his wiener there. He's like, good night and good night, friends.
So Martha's Vineyard's back
for today.
Huh? I said Martha's Vineyard is back. Summer House.
It sure is.
Sure is.
Yeah, good to have the show back. It's crazy having two summer houses on at one time. I could use a little separation.
Yes.
Because it's a lot of people going from room to room saying we should do shots.
It's
but I do love
it's a
love
lot of room
show.
To room action. A lot of walking down hallways. A lot of like there's someone lying on a hammock.
Yes.
Et
this show is great casting. They did a really good job with this show. Very rare for a first year Bravo show to get the casting so right that they bring everybody back. Like, everybody's back, right? There's nobody missing. Well, the only girl missing from last year is Mariah, who got kicked off.
Right. And, yeah, Mariah's not back, and neither is the guy who's the flight attendant, and obviously Phil. I feel like last year they were kind of cycling through people to sort of figure out who their people are going to be, and this year they're like, okay, this is the cast.
The flight attendant. I forgot about him.
Remember? He was the one who kind of spoke like this. He, like, I liked him because I did, like, a weird Aaron Neville voice for him.
Yes. Okay.
And obviously we do not have Silas, which is probably for the best.
Well, we do have him on fucking FaceTime. I don't even need you on FaceTime. You know what I mean? Like, dude, aren't you doing something for the country? Just do that.
And then...
Phil was the worst. Okay, yeah, I see
I love
Phil. Okay, so I guess they didn't bring everybody back, but
I love Phil.
It's a pretty good amount of people to bring back, right?
It was a pretty good amount. And then we have a new girl who I love. I love the new girl so far. She's great. She reminds me of like a little Phaedra, you know?
She's very subtle.
Yes. Well, very subtle.
Like, very, very subtle character.
She apparently loves
literally
butter.
Half of her scenes are just her making faces at Crab or whatever they're doing. Or if someone makes a face, she's like, makes like a crazy face at it.
And she's definitely doing Phaedra on the Traitors thing, which is that when people are talking, it just cuts to her like negotiating with a piece of food on her fork, making eyes at it, like eating something. Boiled eggs.
Yeah. So we start, we're still centering this show around Jasmine for some reason. Silas isn't there. I think last year it was like, we're Jasmine and Silas, and we're like a married, so we're the most mature people. And I think it's because it's a spinoff of Summer House, which is like the couple rules the roost, right? Kyle and Amanda.
Yeah.
They're like the leads because they're a couple and everybody respects a couple more than a single person. So God mm-hmm. for fucking bid a single person has any say in anything. Let's let all the marrieds lead everything. So, yeah, I guess that's she's still married. So I guess she's still like the lead character. I don't get it.
Yeah. But we obviously do not have Silas because he has been deployed and he must face a very challenging situation, which is he will now have to iron his own pants. So Godspeed. Hope he can figure it out.
I doubt it. I doubt it. He's probably got an iron in every port, that guy.
He probably is terrorizing some newbies, some like fresh out of basic training soldiers, and making them all iron his pants.
Hey, girl, it's me, Jazzy. I know I've been busy, but you're still my favorite place for sun, good food, and black history.
And we see some clips from last season, and she says, but so much has changed since last summer. My sister cousin Jordan, remember her? And we see a clip of her saying, I consider Jordan my sister cousin.
Well, really laying it on thick there with the sister cousin.
I know.
Well, we've barely spoken since last summer, but peep this, Martha. She's best friends with everybody else. Nick and Tasia are still together. I think they were hanging out with Amir and his new girlfriend. Ding! And speaking of couples, Martha, I wonder if anything happened.
What is this? Martha's voice been over just like, she's
please
doing?
Stop. Martha's been just like, I literally have the Obamas here. I don't need your updates.
Jasmine is like some weird teen movie this season where she's just going to do the voiceovers in that voice. Like,
Martha, you're my favorite place for black history.
And here's another thing, Martha. I bought some fish sticks, but they were expired. Can you believe it? Frozen, but expired fish sticks. Gotta send them back, Martha.
Speaking of couples and fish sticks, I wonder if anything happened between Mr. Alex and Miss Summer. But listen, notice I called them Mr. and Miss because they're not married like me.
Hey, Martha, are you married to Nantucket yet? What's going on with you two?
So then we get clips of the upcoming wackiness of the summer. And she's like, but you know how it is, Martha. I'm sure it's not all going to be fun and games. And then we cut to like sad things happening, amongst which are Jordan losing her hair. She's like crying about losing her hair. And then, I don't know, sad.
And then Bria.
You
know? Oh, no. Nick is like upset about something. He's like, I'm going through a lot. And Bria's saying, let it out, Nick. Let it out. So, and then we have our opening theme song, which is great. It just makes me upset that we never got to hear classic Summer House theme song, because I think honestly, Ronnie, I would be okay having 10 seconds less of Kyle Cook peeing in a bush so that way I could hear the classic melody of I mean, there are children in this world that don't even know that Summer House has a theme song.
I know. You know which one's really sticking to me is the Southern Hospitality one.
I know a place where we can go. Oh.
Are you coming out tonight? I hate the Southern Hospitality one.
Isn't that creepy?
Because it feels like it's a longer song that they chopped up. And so when it goes to like the last part where it goes, are you coming out tonight? It's like in a different key or octave or something. I don't know the musical term, but I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's such a stalker song. And I remember when that show came out, we were like, what a stupid theme song. I can't stop now. I sing it all the time.
I know a place where we can go.
Are you coming out tonight?
Okay, so this one is neither one of those shows, but it also has a theme song. Here's what I'll say for this one. diction. I don't know what the fuck this song is saying. I want to have some fun in the Medi, but I know it gets in the way. This summer is about to go insane. What are the lyrics to this? I don't understand.
I don't know either, but it's like fun. It's like a fun, like, do-do-do-do-do, you know? I like it.
I just need the words.
I just am happy that there's a theme song, honestly. I just always want more theme songs in life.
And I like that their font is better in the beach writing for the title. Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. It looks so much nicer than just Summer House. It looks like Kyle peed Summer House into the sand. And this one looks like nicely done.
Yeah. Hey, Martha, love your logo. It's like, okay, Jasmine, stop talking to the island.
Hey, Martha, why aren't you calling me back? Hey, Martha, it would be nice if I was included.
Even Martha's Vineyard hates Jasmine.
Martha's like, why did you serve me carbs? I told you, I can't be eating carbs right now.
Hey, Martha, you married yet?
Hey, Martha, have you given up that unfulfilling single girl life?
Hey, Martha, isn't it about time to start thinking about kids?
Hey, Martha, are you sober too because you're not pregnant?
So we're in New York City, and it's that, like, look at how busy everything is, and people are making their way to the airport, and we cut to Jordan, and she goes, this is life. Like, wow, Jordan's in a great mood this season.
She's in a great mood, yeah. And then we see Tampa and Shanice. I don't know why it's Shanice. Shasha's like, guess what, everyone? I'm on Summer House now. I can totally imagine Shanice crashing the Summer House cast if she had the chance. Hey, guys. Hey, Martha. It's Therese. I'm here to have a fun, wacky time with the youngins.
Martha.
Martha.
Hey, Martha. Why did you pick up that champagne bottle, Martha?
No, Shanice is really excited. Of course she's excited, because I think she's excited about literally everything that she does.
Oh, I'm in Tampa!
And then we see Preston, and he's like, you know, he's excited too. He's like, I'm more excited by the second to see everyone. And then in Austin, it's Amir with his girlfriend Natalie saying goodbye to him, you know.
Let me tell you what Preston's very excited about this year. Caps. He's very excited about a very certain shape of knit cap. Have you noticed? He wears like three of them in this episode. And then, you know, we follow him on the Instagram, on the gram. And I was like, wow, he really is addicted to these little hats now. What do you think it is? He was shaved head last year, right?
Might as well face it, I'm addicted to caps.
So here's my,
I don't remember
ish.
What his hairline looks
I don't really
like.
Have an issue. It's just like a very specific shape hat that he has in 20 different colors. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it was about this year that he was like, you know what I'm going for? That shape of cap. And I'm going to wear it every fucking outfit. I'm just going to get, that's my thing now. It's going to be these caps. Because he didn't have hair last year. So I don't think it's like a newly bald thing. Because I think a lot of times when guys lose their hair, they go through a moment where they're like, oh my God, what if people see me as I'm bald? I have to go in a baseball cap everywhere. I have to be in a hat. Like, you, people know you're bald. Like, it's okay. You can't change it. You know what I mean? Hate yourself for things you can change, not for things you can't change. That's what I
say. Legitimately don't remember what his hair, hairline, or lack thereof hair, if there is a lack thereof hair. I don't remember what that looks like. And I also don't remember his cap from this episode. I like blocked out his headwear.
Oh my God. Just go on his Instagram right now. It's every picture. Okay.
I'm going like to Preston.
Little caps.
Go visit our my dear friend, Preston. He's
hi, Preston.
Hi, Preston. This is Padma Lakshmi coming to
you.
Did
you mean
hat.
To trip Ronnie up at the beginning of a recap over hats?
Hold on one moment. Here we go. Going to Preston.
Preston.
Preston Mitchum, right? Mm-hmm. Preston Mitchum. More like Preston, not famous like my dear friend Ali Wong. Wow. Okay. It's this is it's a knit cap.
Yeah, but it's like that shape. It's the shape of the knit cap, but it's different. This one he wears a blue one. He wears a leopard.
It's like a gumdrop. Or a thimble.
Yes, it's a gumdrop shape on his head. I don't know what it is about the hat, but he just loves that shape now. See, it's That's everywhere. His, I'm telling you,
it's every his iconic look. He's got. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. You know what? Here's him with a wide brimmed hat. That was last year's.
That's his
look.
Last season hat.
Yeah, wide brimmed.
He's like TBT to my other hat obsession last year.
It might
like
rain.
Kyle Richards hat.
So I want some more parts of my shoulders to be covered.
Okay, so back to the show. So people are getting ready to go. And
we're
then
really
we
on
see.
One today.
Hey, Martha, did you see Preston's hat?
Hey, Martha, why won't Preston's hat call me back?
We go to see Amir, who lives in Austin. Speaking of Instagrams, I follow his. He's one of these people selling zillion-dollar houses in Austin that are like as big as a closet. He's like, this is only $3 million and has a view of the neighbor's trailer. Enjoy. Yeah. And then he gives you like a full walkthrough and you're like, maybe $3 million isn't bad. I mean, he is really hot.
I love Amir. And I also love his little real estate videos he posts because he's always talking so far away from the microphone. So they're always really echoey. And it's always like, hey, you're looking for your first house. Why not? Choose this place. It has a kitchen, beautiful cabinetry, and doorways. It's everything you could want in a house. So call me if you want to make your dreams come true. It's like very local, like a local commercial.
And there are a lot of hints in this episode that he's dating a nightmare named
Yes,
Natalie.
I'm so excited.
And then we Good see Natalie. Well. She's dropping him off at the airport at the ass crack of the morning. And she says bye to him like this. It's like, oh my God, she's satanic.
I didn't even notice that.
You just know she's satanic.
That is a satanic girlfriend bye. Yep.
It is. And Martha's Vineyard is shaped like a square penis. Somebody had to say it. But they show an outline of Martha's Vineyard, and it looks like the squarest, most rectangular penis.
Martha's Vineyard shape.
It's a big, really? Nuts. It's nuts on the bottom and then a big square dick.
Wait a second, Ron. Are you looking at the right Martha's Vineyard? To me, it looks
almost like
a... They
showed on TV.
To me, it looks like someone wearing pantaloons, like, dancing. Or not pantaloons, oh, like harem pants.
This whatever shape they're splits. Showing me here on Google is not the shape they were showing me on the TV. Okay. Okay, so if you look down at... Okay, Google Martha Vineyard's map, okay? And then look at the third image...
Okay,
and it shows more of the square penis.
That's freaking Massachusetts.
Oh, damn it!
But your point
I just
is
quit.
Still,
I quit my job today. I'm not doing this anymore. Fuck this. Fuck this.
Massachusetts does, though. Now that you say it, look somewhat like a gun, but like one of those guns that you put. Dollar bills in and you shoot bunny out of.
But why would they circle? Why would they put that on TV instead? And why Martha's Vineyard looks like a scary fish? It looks like a horned fish. Now that I look it up,
do you see what I was talking about? That Martha's Vineyard sort of looks like someone in harem pants doing the splits. Like there's like two little boots, two little shoes on the sides. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally see it. All right, so it's day one of 15 of this recap, and Bria is first in the house, and she's brought Ben's favorite cast member over. Milo, the cutest little wiener dog in the world.
I just don't like Milo. I mean, Milo hasn't actually not done anything to offend me this season yet, so maybe this will be a good like rebound season for me and Milo. But like last season, I really could not deal with Milo. This season, he's been inoffensive. But I do not think that Milo is that cute.
Milo's one of those dogs that doesn't talk. Because you know how like dogs... I mean, I know dogs don't talk, guys. It's not a Disney movie, but dogs do kind of talk. Like, they have a voice. Like, Bueller will look at you, and you know what he's saying. Milo just doesn't talk. He just looks like he's silent. And I don't like that in a dog.
You need to know the voice. Yeah, does Milo? Yeah, Milo does not have a voice.
Mm-mm.
You're right. That's actually a really great point. Like, he's
you know
not like
some
a,
dogs.
My name's Milo. He's not like that. He's not like
no, he's not like that.
My name is Milo.
He's like... You know how some dogs in cartoons can talk, but then some of them never talk? I think
like
he's
Pluto.
One. Like some of them you hear just barking. I think he's one of the dogs that doesn't talk. And then there are other dogs that do talk.
Yeah. So if you have an issue and you need to alert everyone that Cruella de Vil is up to some bullshit, you know Milo's not helping with that.
Milo's
that.
Not helping. Yeah.
He's not doing that. Oh, he's not doing anything. He's just like, whatever.
Because he knows they're
not
turning
problem.
They're not turning wiener dogs into coats. What does he care?
Yeah, I don't care.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
If you don't know when Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, what was in Al Capone's vault, or which famous meteorologist is Lenny Kravitz's second cousin, then you haven't spent enough time on Wikipedia. But that's okay. I am here for you. I'm Darcy Carden, and I'm inviting you to listen to my new podcast, WikiHole, from Smartless Media. Discover the craziest rabbit holes on Wikipedia with me and my funny friends as we bring the cyber frontier directly to your tympanic membrane. And if you listen to my podcast, you've learned that that's the sciencey term for eardrum. We embark on a hyperlink roller coaster as we start out on a Wikipedia page and go from link to link to link to link, careening through trivia, oddities, and unexpected connections until we collectively shout, "How the hell did we get here?" Follow WikiHole on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to WikiHole ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So Bria is yelling through the house, but nobody's there, you know? And she's like, they ask Bria, "So do you think Milo's glad to be back?" And she actually answers it like it's a real question. She says, "Yeah, I think Milo's excited to be back because I'm his home. So he's always happy to be where I am because I'm home for him, just like he's my home."
No, you just feed him food. Sorry. He's not
a fucking
like...
user. He's an eater and you're a feeder. There.
Yeah, it's codependent. So then Bria's saying that she likes this house. They're in a different house this year, and it's a bigger house, and she likes it, and she's going to pick the best room that she wants, like the queen I am. So she takes a really big room, and then we go back to Jasmine, who's
this
like,
"Oh, fair, isn't it? Whoever's there first gets the biggest room. Why is that? That's not fair. They all have to come from different places and have different travel schedules."
Well, okay, usually people gather in the middle, and then they all decide their rooms together. But it's Bria, and Bria's not going to do that.
Bria's not, and none of them do it. Actually, everybody gets there first. Just,
like, the guys are last. Fuck them.
Yeah, that's actually true. So then Jasmine's like, "Oh, it's summertime. Okay." And so she arrives and it says Jasmine and Silas, but then it crosses off Silas's name. And so for people who don't watch the Summer House Martha's Vineyard gossip, you might for one moment say, "Oh, thank God she's liberated. She finally left this terrible man and she can finally start living the rest of her glorious life." But no.
I know. I really did have hope for a minute there.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did. I actually, despite everything, I actually really like Jasmine, even though she's been like a wretch to her friends. I do like her, but the Silas situation is terrible, and he drags her down.
I'm not a hater, but she's with Silas, and it's like, you know, couples that have been together forever and you're like, well, maybe he just became that way. Maybe you never really know somebody until a few years into it, they say. So maybe he just became a controlling, misogynistic piece of shit. But they haven't been together that, like, she's with him on purpose and he's a misogynistic piece of shit. So
she seems just too smart to be with someone like that. That's what's weird, right? She seems like a smart person with like awareness. But I don't know. I think that like compulsion to start a family can just really put blinders on people, you know?
Yeah. I think people start freaking out, you know? It's like, I'm not going to find him. I'm not going to find him. I'm almost 30. And then before you know it, you're just marrying a Silas. You know,
right? Yeah, Silases, they just wait around because they know they can scoop up the desperate people, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? There's also something to be said for just never settling, because sometimes settling is good. Like, sometimes you have to realize the ballpark you're in. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes you do have to take what you can get. There is a time, though. There's like a, I think it's a fine art. Obviously, I haven't figured it out, but I think there is a fine art to it where you just know it's like, this is the best I can do. Not out of desperation, but just out of just being realistic. You know what I mean? You can't just sit around your whole life waiting for a Hemsworth, not even the ugly one.
No. But what I think the thing that I dislike the most about Silas, you know, one might think it was how condescending he was to his wife and to people in the house, and how patronizing he was, and how controlling and how rude he was, and how inflexible he was. And those things were probably the worst. But I think the thing that really grated me was, if I remember correctly, he set up like two computer monitors on like the dining room, like the kitchen dining room table. And then like held his, like has made his little office in the public area, and then got mad at people when they were being loud while he was working. I was like, no, no, sir.
And he's also one of those people that fucks as loudly as possible in the house just to get everybody. It's just
he gets mad when people disrupt him when he like makes his office the public space, but then he goes and fucks loudly and disturbs everyone else in the house. No,
yes.
Not into it.
Yeah, he sucks. So don't worry, Silas isn't here, but our hatred for him is. So that's
I didn't make that up,
still
by
on the cast.
Way. Huh? I didn't make that up. Didn't he set up two laptop, like two monitors in the kitchen, right?
I didn't remember without you telling me, but when you told me, it popped into my head like it was real. So
okay,
it's we'll real just enough it for me to believe it. I'll tell you that. Okay, so Jasmine comes to the house, and Bria has made up with Jasmine because they saw each other at a party. And they partied together, and Jasmine got wasted with her again. And that's really all she wanted. Because really, everybody didn't like Jasmine because she was an asshole with her husband. But once you get Jasmine away from the husband and she can be herself, she's cool. The problem is, she's still with the husband. So unless you're just always going to find a way to hang out with her without the husband, sorry, she's still going to revert to being an asshole the second she's with her husband. I've seen it happen a zillion times, and I will not hang out with those people.
We all know it's a trap.
Yeah.
So Jasmine's like, hey Martha, I'm ready for the turn up. Where is everybody? So we then see Jordan and Summer in a car together, and Summer's like, are you excited to talk to Jasmine? And Jordan's like, no, but I'm not angry or anything. And Summer's like, well, you just want to like clarify, right? Like, because you're supposed to be on vacation with her for 2 weeks, so you should just like clarify with her.
Yeah, just a little clary. And Summer's like, Jordan's like, yeah, that part. Because I told her, I was like, you weren't authentic last summer. You were trying to push people together. I mean, it just made me crazy. And then we see a clip of her doing it, where she's just like, so you're still pretending to be happy single? Oh, God, that's rough. All right, let's order some lunch. Can we please order her someone to be with? Because she's just misery walking, am I right? Do you have any specials for chronically single friends?
Hey, you know what, waitress, let me help out. I see you've got some ketchups that need to be married, so I'm really good at that. Let me just bring them together.
I'll tell you what, the ketchup sure have more of a chance than this sad sack. All right.
So Summer's like, yeah, you've been friends the longest. And Jordan goes, well, maybe we weren't as good friends as I thought. So Jordan basically says that she just felt like Jasmine wasn't being herself, and she was like trying to come off as a perfect wife, and you know, she was like dressed cleanly, and she was in a state of perfection rather than being like the lighthearted, goofy, carefree person that she knew.
Yeah. So then Jasmine and Bria are in the kitchen talking, and Bria's asking about Silas, which, why bother? Please don't. She'll tell you anyway.
Yep.
And Jasmine's like, if I sit too long with that thought, I'll cry about it, Martha. And she says that they may have had some trouble last year. And then we see clips of him being like, women cook. Men work. Women cook.
You wife, me husband. Don't serve me starches. So Jasmine says that he's been deployed, and he's going to be gone for 10 months in Eastern Europe. And they just celebrated a year of marriage. And she needs her friends now more than ever, which is always what happens with these couples, too. It's like they put up the walls around their marriage. they're like the everything. They're the married couple, and they do that their thing. And then now it's like, I need my friend so badly. It's like, oh, now you need us. Okay, great, thanks.
Yeah. So then Jordan and Summer arrive, and everybody is like hugging, and they're flipping their hair at each other because they've all got long hair. This,
yes,
like flipping the hair at each other, which I thought was really funny. And then they go choose their rooms. And Jasmine's like, well, last summer, I take it Jordan and Summer got really close. Real close away from me, Martha. Maybe I just wasn't available. So cue Summer. Yeah, you weren't available because you were being a fucking perfect wife over there.
Yeah.
Everybody else wasn't good enough for you. Okay, so go do that some more.
Yeah. And then Summer says that her friend Noelle is coming to the house. And she's like, I know she's going to fit in well. She's a talker. And then we see the basement of this place, and the basement is like a giant rec room that's meant for children. It's like four bunk beds and a regular bed, and then like it's like a padded cell with beds in it. And it's literally
this was so nice. I thought the basement was so nice.
No, I loved it. Don't get me wrong.
Bunk bed wall that they did where they're like those custom built in bunk bed type things that are full or queen size.
I'm just saying it's like all so soft and so carpeted. I would have loved it, but I'm just saying like for Bravo, you know, it was going to be like a thing. And it was definitely designed for like children and not adults, you know? So the girls were like, yeah, we're not staying in here. This will be for the boys.
Yeah, so they make the boys stay down there. Now, that is kind of horrifying. That's a lot of masturbating going to be happening in that room.
They're going to, it'll be a lot of masturbating, and it'll be a lot of silliness is going to happen down there. There's going to be a lot of, they're just going to be wrestling and do, like, you put a bunch of guys in one room for like a vacation house, they are going to be. It could be a disaster.
Wrestling?
That, you know, they're going to be like, you know, straight guys, they wrestle and they...
I don't know.
They do. They do that. They love it. It's going to be a mess down there. It's going to stink. But the point is this. It's going to stink like farts and wrestle juice. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Alex is in his car and he's talking on the phone in the douchiest fucking way you can. Don't you have Bluetooth in your car? Like, I hate to be this person, but seriously, he's doing that thing where he's like holding it upside down and talking into it like a microphone. And he's talking to Preston. Yeah, he's into music, guys. He has a collective. So that's kind of how we talk.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, when you're a musician, like when you're an artist, you got to hold your cell phone the way you'd hold a microphone. And I say this as someone who's related to John Legend in some way.
So then Shanice shows up and then they yell a lot. They're like, oh my God, Shanice. She's like, oh my God, it's the girls. And she's like, we better turn up. And like, we better do shots. She's like, we better turn up with some shots. And like, yeah, better do some shots.
Yeah, some shots. So the good thing with Shanice is that she is full time this season, which is really good because we love Shanice. And I love that she drives Alex crazy because Alex, to me, is like... To me, Alex is the biggest villain on the show because he tries so hard to be the one that's like the most down and the most soulful and the most introspective and the most thoughtful. But he's just like a fuckboy who is very superficial and only cares about himself. And so I love that she sees that in him. And so I'm really glad that she's there to like drive him nuts.
You know who else does that on this show? The person he has a problem with, Summer.
Yep.
And I don't trust Summer either because of that, because of how she acts like that. Yeah. She's very like, yeah, you know, I felt like it was like our spirits. But unfortunately, his spirit didn't really vibe with my spirit the way that I thought spirit should be. It's like, shut up. You're just nuts. Okay. You're just nuts. So masking nuts with this like hokey talk. So, Jasmine announces that, guys, I'm now on this mocktail life because Alex converted me. You're looking at your newest mocktail mommy. Spoiler alert.
I know. Like, she's... And then I can't believe she has the audacity to say, I'm your new mocktail mommy, and then deny that she's pregnant. Like, you literally said mommy already. And it's blatantly obvious that you're pregnant. Like, we can see it.
So do we have to put up with her next season with a kid? Because I can't.
Oh, it's going to be awful.
She's not going to bring her kid, is she? Or do you think she's going to leave the kid with her parents and then be like...
Hell no. She's going to brandish that baby around this house. She's going to be on the biggest power trip. Can you guys just keep it down? It's nap time. Can you just keep it down a little bit? Sorry. Martha, can you just tell them to be quiet?
I'm sorry I'm crying. It's just I haven't had much sleep. I'm like, oh, jeez.
When you bring another human into this world, you realize, like, suddenly your life is not about you anymore. It's about this little creature who just looks into your eyes and just, like, all they see is you and have just unconditional love for you. It's like, yeah, congratulations, welcome. Like, everyone's, you're saying the same shit that everyone said for thousands of years before.
Well, I'm sorry to act like my argument has a little more credence in this politics discussion, but I'm raising a taxpayer.
While you guys are fighting about who gets what bunk bed, I am here just trying to be the best mother that I can, okay?
I am hashtag boy mom, okay? Can any of you understand that kind of stress?
You know that's what all next season will be, which will actually probably be hilarious TV. She will be terrible with this.
So everyone's like, I mean, nice, I guess, that you're a mocktail lady now. And Shanice is like, that's great. Where's the tequila? So Bria's like, she's an Aries, so she needs her space. And then Shanice tells us, yeah, well, I'm just like super excited to be with the Playboy girls because we like party together. We love doing shots. And like, hopefully we can find some guys. Like, we're outside. That's where you find guys, right?
So Nick is in a stupid hat in a car with a mirror.
I'm sorry, I can't get behind the hat. So Nick is like, so did you talk to Jordan? And Amir's like, no, you know, she left me in the friend zone. And that's basically, I don't know if any of you have watched my real estate videos, but with a girl named Natalie. I was shooting a kitchen last week, and I don't know if you saw, but I was like, and this is a touch faucet. You touch it, and it turns on, and then you could just hear,
hey, baby.
That was Natalie.
Hey, babe, I just thought you'd want to touch me instead of a faucet for once, okay, babe? Better get your goddamn hands off that faucet before I kick that bitch's ass.
It's like, babe, it's a sink.
Hey, everyone. It's Amir Lancaster. Just want to tell you about the friend zone. It's on sale now. It's a great deal. This neighborhood is blowing up right now. So if it's something you'd be interested in, it's a new lifestyle, and I think it'd be great for you. So contact me, Amir Lancaster, realtor for Boston.
You're not just buying a house, you're buying a lifestyle.
So Nick is like, because Amir is basically like, yeah, I'm not going to be handsy with anyone this summer. I can't do that. I've got a girlfriend. And if I did that, I would wake up with a knife to my throat. Nick is like, oh, you know who Lorena Bobbitt is? He's like, no, should I educate myself on that?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely should.
There's a generation who not only don't know about the Summer House theme song, they don't know about Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So then Alex is telling us, hey, Martha, your boy is back, which really doesn't compare to, hey, Martha. So sorry, Alex, try again.
Yeah. And he's like trying to be all smooth, and then he can't open the trunk of his car, which is like stupid.
Which is funny because this episode features Alex, who hates Shanice, and Shanice, who hates Alex, showing how similar they are because he can't open the trunk. But then later we see her unable to open a door. So
that's right. That's right. And for those who want some context on why Alex doesn't like Shanice, it's because he read headlines about her being like a stalker to her ex. And so he's like, that's
like,
weird.
I'm basically famous, so I don't like stalkers. So
I have like a fourth cousin named John Legend, and I just can't be near stalker energy, you know?
So Shanice is like, oh my god, it's you. You came just in time. We're working on your menu. We've gotten as far as asparagus. He's a vegan.
He's weird. Shit. And then they do this weird thing where she goes, he's like, she's like, says that thing, and then Summer goes, he's weird. And it goes to commercial. I'm like, okay,
yeah, Summer. There's tension here, obviously, right? Because Shanice, we know why, but Summer, we're like, wait a minute, they were fine last year.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. wait a second, they sort of had romantic chemistry that I definitely was thinking about all year long until this premiere.
God, it's just been bugging me this whole time. I'm like, I wonder what happened to that girl and John Legend's distant, 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 distant cousin.
I wonder what happened with that girl that came in for the last three episodes of the season and sat on a bed with John Legend's very, 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 very distant cousin, and they talked about the universe. What happened with them?
So when we come back from break, Summer's like, yeah, Alex and I met last year. And then we see clips of them flirting and Alex being like, yeah, I'm meditating so I can access something beyond me. And she goes, yeah, I get that.
Well, I'm specifically referencing Chrissy Teigen, but you know, I don't know if that's what you're thinking about too.
And she says, after we left the house, we'd hang out if we were in the same city, and that's about it. She's like trying to pretend she's a cool girl about it, but she's visibly pissed.
Yeah. She's also trying to be coy. Like, if I were in New York, we'd hang out. And if he was in LA, we'd hang out. It's like, okay, you guys had sex. So Alex comes in and he like sees both Summer and Shanice. So it's like two of his least favorite people because right. they see him as the fuckboy that he is. And so when people know who the fuckboy is, they hate them. So the fuckboy hates those people. So he's like really uncomfortable.
So guess what Shanice wants? A shot. She wants a shot, guys. Do you want to do a shot? He's like, no. No shot. She goes, I'm just checking. What if it was a shot of asparagus? That would be nuts. People do that, I hear.
And then he goes downstairs to inspect the bedrooms downstairs, and they're like, he came in looking like Rico Suave. So I guess that was Bria who said that, not Shanice. So he's like downstairs. He's like, whoa, that's crazy. And then he comes back upstairs. He's like, what's up, Summer? And she just doesn't respond.
Yeah. So then Preston comes and he's like, guess who's back? Me in a hat. Originally, I met Jasmine through Silas, my fraternity brother, and then they introduced me to people. But through everybody, I bonded with Jordan. So much so that now I call her my wife. Jasmine, you know somewhere Jasmine's like, finally.
I also like Preston making this big thing of guess who's back as if he were like the outrageous star of season one. And so Alex shows Preston in the basement and everything.
I get it. That's how I walk into a Target. I'm like, hi, I'm home.
But to be fair, also everyone this season does that. Everyone's like, guess who's back. I'm like, okay, you were also not the star. I don't know who was the star last season, to be honest.
Milo. I know you hate to hear it, but it there was Milo. A clear and present danger.
Or maybe it was the German guy, Simon.
Well, Simon, look at my fancy car I got out front. That's for you, Bria.
Wow, a watch just materialized right here on my desk, Ryan. Just by saying his name, he just gave me a watch magically.
This is crazy. Oh my God, a used watch from 1974.
from Simon's company.
This is insane.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So anyway, basically the producers are like, so Preston, are you a top bunk or a bottom bunk? You think I'm on the side bunk, if you know what I'm saying. And
the girls said no. Like, yeah, I think it's pretty it's pretty self-explanatory. So then he's like, I'm not sleeping in the basement. And Jordan tells him, there's another room that nobody knows about. Hurry, get it. We didn't tell Alex about it, which is so shady. I love that they just fed Alex to the woods. Fed Alex to the wolves.
In this case, the wolves being a bunk bedroom. But it is also funny that Alex did not have like the thought that maybe he should explore the rest of the house. He just saw it downstairs and was like, okay. So, yeah, they give him the nice room. They get Preston a nice room, which was great because I love that. I love that Alex didn't get it.
So then the girls and Preston are taking shots in the kitchen. Shots, I want a shot. I love shots. So you take a shot and Preston goes, wow, this is fun. This is like Jamaica part 17. And Summer explains, this summer,
Preston and Jordan and Shanice and I went to Jamaica. Some people in the house might feel some sort of way because they were excluded.
You know, as they were planning this trip, Jasmine was at home practicing her lines. Hey, Jamaica, your girl is back. Hey, Jamaica, your girl's... It's me. Hey, Jamaica. I'm hey, not Jamaica. Coming, Jamaica.
Hey, Jamaica, why didn't you call me back?
I just wanted to say hi to Jamaica.
Hey, Jamaica. I said hey, Jamaica 5 times in 5 minutes. Have you ever said hey, Jasmine?
So
cut to Preston. Preston goes, Jasmine was not invited. I like that everybody else is being subtle. They're like, well, some people may not have been invited. He's like, that bitch Jasmine, I hate her, and so does my leopard cap.
And Jordan goes, sometimes you just can't invite everybody, which is hilarious because she literally starts a fight later this episode about not being invited somewhere.
I know. Her and Summer are the ones, and now they're going to be the most offended about not being invited somewhere in about 5 minutes.
By the way, most offended about going to what sounds like an awful event.
Terrible. Yeah. I mean, if there's an event that you're like, why didn't you invite me to your event? And your friend goes, it was on a Facebook events page. That's not like a fun event. You know what
are
I
you
mean?
Really going to be complain about not getting invited to a rooftop event held by a music collective in Brooklyn? Like, literally just go anywhere else in the world, in New York City, and you'll have a better time. Go see Les Mis or whatever's playing.
And when you want to go someplace, but then the organizer of the event goes, I mean, are you on the newsletter? No, I'm not going to your fucking event. Who even argues about it?
Oh dear. So Preston and Jordan and Bria go off to go shopping for dinner tonight. Because by the way, if there's one thing that this cast can do more than any other cast, more than like Top Chef, let's be honest, this cast can cook. And they cook every single episode. They put out such a spread. I just want to be invited to their spread at one day because it always looks so good. Even this episode with Bria's crazy seasoning, which they never even circled back on, like, did she overseason it or not? I don't know. So Amir and Nick show up at the house, and Amir's like, wow, this is literally gorgeous. And look, it's a playground. So guys, if you're looking to start your new lifestyle on Martha's Vineyard, come to our house for an open house and open your heart to perhaps your new life. Amir Lancaster, realtor.
And he talks about how he's in a relationship with Natalie and they've been together almost a year. And if he flirted with anybody, she's going to hang him by his toes, cut his penis off, and then parade it to the house and let everyone know what would happen to him if she ever touched her man again. Baby! So then Wacky Summer plays a wacky snake game and puts one of those jump out snakes in a chips canister or whatever. And she's like, that is hilarious. Yeah. And then the men are showed the basement.
Yeah, and this is the perfect room for Amir. You know he loves a room like this, so he's excited. And Alex is like, yeah, man, Preston got a room that I didn't even know about. I mean, I didn't even get invited to that room. And basically, this season is all about so far is about not being invited to places, whether it's a music collective, Jamaica, or a bedroom upstairs, right?
Right. So then over at the fish market, they're picking their fish, and you know, they're all alive, the crustaceans of it all. Crabs, and Bria's like, and I don't want to eat the lobster. I just feel bad now because now I've met it.
The lobster's like, I'm fine being killed. I just don't want to be killed while that dog looks at me.
Milo's like, rough, rough, motherfucker.
The lobster's like, see? This dog doesn't even have a voice. I'm a lobster and I have a voice.
Why would you kill the only animal that you know with a voice? Milo's like,
why would you? Look at me. I am a robust. Why don't you just take me on as a pet? I will be your pet. I'm a great addition to the house. You don't have to eat me.
It really is disturbing to me, the boiling them alive thing. And I don't know. I had like a whole moment with myself where I was like, well, why is that worse than just chopping their heads off? And I think because chopping their heads off is easier, but then they're so scared the whole time before that. I don't know. Whatever. I don't need to litigate the whole thing, but it really, I don't like watching them boil something and then just throw a living thing in it. It's disturbing. Like, we're monsters. Humans are monsters.
We are. It's not the humane way of killing a lobster. But fun fact, lobsters pee through the things right here. So, you know what? And lobsters, by the way...
So they deserve it.
For their disgusting peeing habits.
They're disgusting. They also are... we should only kill disgusting things.
Also, lobsters are so... Like, male lobsters are so vicious. They will, like, when they are mating... They will, like, tear claws off of little lobsters and everything. They are monsters. So don't feel too bad for them.
I do.
Except for the fact that they're totally defenseless.
Sounds like a bunch of fucking propaganda to me. Sounds like some human propaganda. They deserved it. You know who's really mean? Fucking cows. Assholes.
Yeah.
Cows poo me. Every time I pass a cow, I might be feeling self-confident, and every time I pass on, I just hear boo, boo. So I killed them. I killed all of them. I cooked them for my family. No, they were saying moo, moo.
Right, well, I'm pretty sure they were saying, they were giving me a thumbs down. It's like, they have hooves. They can't even do that. All right.
Okay, so now the new girl shows up, Noelle, and she's like, I'm here. And there's like lots of squealing, and it's my favorite character, a squealing bimbo. I love a bimbo on a show. I don't know that she is a bimbo, but that's like what she's trying to present. She's like,
she's like
just that
Bell.
Kind of girl. She's like, I'm in one of the biggest companies in the world. Alpha, 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 bitch.
Alpha, kappa, alpha. And Summer's like, I met Noelle through her roommate, who I sometimes see when I came to New York. I was like, did that mean Alex? I don't think it was Alex. I don't know. I don't know why. But either way, she met her through a roommate.
She's got a solid fucking roster in New York. Is basically what we're learning.
Summer
knows how to live.
Has a life.
Summer knows how to live the life.
She does. So they put Noelle in this one room on the first floor that actually has two beds in it. And she's like, girl, shut up. I have two beds. What? So she likes it. So anyway, then Nick and Alex are talking about Noelle. And Alex is saying that she's definitely giving some Alpha Kappa Alpha energy, or AKA. And she is indeed a sister of AKA, the Alpha Kappa Alpha organization. And then Nick says, he's like, I can tell a lot about a person. How they fly, it correlates. If you fly sloppy, you're sloppy.
Your straw hat has a horizontal stripe that matches the horizontal stripe on your stupid shirt. I can't with this guy. Like, how does he do that? Does he buy two of the shirts so he could take off the cloth, so he could use one of the shirts as a stripe? I mean, it's exactly
maybe
the same.
Maybe he has ribbons that he can like swap in and out on the hat to match his ensemble.
Maybe. I mean, he really loves that straw hat from like the state fair in the 1920s. He loves
it. It's definitely
like,
his
step
look.
Step on up.
I don't know if you fly sloppy, that means that you are sloppy. I think the better correlation is if you present yourself sloppy, you probably are sloppy. But I don't know if it has anything to do with the flying.
I don't know. Here's what I know. Your obsession with stripes on your hat is disturbing. What is it with the guys on the show and hats? It's like, this is too much hat conversation for one recap. So I'm going to move past it. So then we go to Noelle, who's rolling around on her bed like she's the luckiest girl in the world. She's like, look at me, a bed. And then she gets up and tries to unpack her suitcase and can't quite figure it out. She's like, which part should I unpack first? And then she just falls backwards, trying to fall on the bed, but she falls on the ground. And then she just like sits on the ground and starts like looking around the room, thinking about it.
Yeah, because she like basically trips and falls backwards and into the crevasse between the two beds. And then, yeah, I feel like she's sitting there like, wow, I just made my debut on national television. The first thing I did was fall on my ass. This is, do I just bail now? Do I go back to Atlanta now? Or do I stick it out?
So then the guys are down in the basement and they're like, we'll call this the man cave. And creative. Nick's like, well, but what's going to happen when Tasia or Nat comes up? I mean, what, are we going to have to put up a sheet to fuck? And Amir's like, Natalie will not be doing that. And if I even suggest it, she's going to rip off my ear. So it's my asshole. I'm not going to be able to poop. And poop's going to start coming out of my mouth until I choke on it and die.
You've heard of human caterpillar? How about just like human human. You're just attached to yourself and poop right from your anus into your mouth. It's terrible what she will do to you.
So then Summer and Shanice are in the kitchen, and Shanice is like, what did you guys think of Amir's girlfriend? Did she like shots?
And Summer goes, I felt that Amir's girlfriend was very standoffish. I'm like, I believe that, but also you're Summer. You're literally the most standoffish person on this cast, so I'm sure that's not a surprise. I feel like there's probably... You know that Summer's the sort of person who gives a lot of standoffish energy out there and then is surprised when people are kind of like, oh, like Frosty back. And she's like, they're standoffish. Gross.
It's also, you can't have two standoffish people. Otherwise, someone's going to get, you know, like shot because like the standoff, you know, take 10 paces yeah. and then you stay. It's called a standoff. You can't have right. two people playing the standoff. Also, I feel like Summer's the type to be like, that girl's like jealous.
Yeah. She like thinks we want to steal your man. Like she's like, yeah, girl, like no one wants your man.
Yeah, Shanice is like, yeah, I wanted you, Jordan, right? She goes, yeah, well, we don't have any beef. It's the water under the bridge, specifically the Jaws Bridge. And we see a picture of the Jaws Bridge. It's like, ding.
Yeah.
So then Alex is talking about how he's not seeing anybody, like, for sure, just kind of like playing around. And meanwhile, yeah. Summer's talking about him. And she's saying, yeah, well, last time I saw him, he said that he's a fuckboy and he wants to stay a fuckboy.
Yeah, fuckboy who runs a music collective. By the way, you can't run a music collective and not be a fuckboy, because I don't even know what a music collective is, to be honest. It just sounds like the sort of thing that a fuckboy would
share
invent.
Like you share CDs?
It's just the sort of thing a fuckboy would invent to get a girl into bed.
I think it's one of those things where your neighbors are like, we should all get together and bring our extra books, and then we can shop from each other's books, and we can have a book collective. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're not touching my books.
Wow. It's definitely, I imagine a music collective is like, hey, let's get together on Wednesday nights, and I'm going to sing what I've been working on, and you're going to sing what, you're going to like play guitar and do whatever, and maybe we just like make magic together, man.
I did a writing thing like that a long time ago. It was the worst thing ever. Everybody sucks, including me, by the way.
I once, back in the pre-dom years, went on a date with a guy who was sort of doing an acting collective. And he was like, yeah, one thing we do. And he was the son of a famous actress. So he was really kind of like riding on his mom's coattails. And he was like, yeah, one thing that we do is on Sunday nights, we just invite actors over and we just do scenes and we just like give notes to each other and, you know, it's great.
Oh, God.
It's like, oh.
Sounds like a living hell. It was so Los Angeles. I've done like, so many things like that.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I'm so judgy, but I've done every one of these collective things. I have. I will do anything like that. I'm like, oh my God, let's get into the art together, guys. And then after, I even joined a Vespa club. Do you remember when I got a Vespa? And then I was like, I don't have anybody to ride with, so I don't care. I'm going to go find friends. So I joined like a Vespa collective, and we all would meet for write-ups. Wow. That was, I have to say that was one of the sadder times of my life.
Bad to the bone.
But not even motorcycles. Vespas. It's like bad to the bone.
Hey,
all
Vespa.
Right, everybody, there's a hill coming. Everybody's bike just slows all the way down.
Bad.
20 middle-aged like, guys going up Coldwater Canyon. Oh, God.
He's the camera is just focused at the crest of the hill. Bad. Bad. Like nothing's showing up. Like, hi. Sorry. I just want to. Vespa Collective, you're supposed to be cresting the hill as we say bad to the bone.
Hold on. Sorry, I'm on a 150. I'm on a 150.
Bad. It's your cue. Bad.
Guys, we're taking a really long time to get up this hill. You do your best Shakespeare. And I'll give you notes. By the way, I brought Ramona Quimby H8 back to you. Thanks for loaning it to me.
Guys, collectors are amazing.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We forever love Ava.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We're Pilsch Poppers for Jen Pilsch.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.